Depression in women, can I still be a good mom when I'm depressed? Motherhood teaches you to give endlessly, your time, your patience, your heart. But what happens when your emotional well runs dry? There are days when you wake up already tired. You look at your children and love them deeply, but the energy to keep up with their needs feels so distant. You probably just tell yourself to push through, to keep smiling, to keep the house running, yet inside, something feels broken. Depression in women can make even simple things feel complicated, not because you don't care, but because your heart is caring more than it should. Maybe you're wondering if your children notice or worry that your emotional fog is shaping their world. And that question, am I still a good mom, can echo louder than any other thought. Yet maybe the real question shouldn't be whether you're a good mom, but whether you're giving yourself the same grace you give everyone else. Why this question hits home for many moms. Motherhood is, without a doubt, tied to the idea of constant giving. Giving time, patience, energy, and emotional presence nonstop. When depression enters the picture, in a way, it interrupts that rhythm. You then feel guilty for not being as playful, for missing bedtime stories, or for letting chores pile up. Depression in women has been proven to change how the brain processes motivation and pleasure. It doesn't make you lazy or lacking in love, but it's a real condition that affects how you think and feel. The pressure to just snap out of it only worsens the exhaustion. What makes this even harder is that most women keep their pain private. You tell yourself others have it worse, or that you should be more grateful. Yet gratitude doesn't cancel emotional pain, and pretending you're fine doesn't heal you. It only delays the help you deserve. Depression in women can make you question everything you thought you knew about love and strength, and sometimes it starts to feel like it follows you everywhere. What depression in women does to your daily routine. You feel emotionally empty even during happy times with your kids. You struggle to make simple decisions or feel constantly behind. You start skipping small pleasures, like your morning coffee ritual or listening to music, because they feel pointless. You find yourself scrolling through your phone without really seeing anything, just trying to fill the silence in your head. You forget simple things, like where you put your keys or what you meant to say, and it leaves you frustrated with yourself. You feel disconnected from your own body, hungry but uninterested in eating, tired but unable to sleep. You start avoiding mirrors because you don't recognize the person looking back. You keep replaying small mistakes in your mind, as if they define who you are. You feel uneasy when things go well, as if peace is something you don't deserve. You stop planning ahead because it feels safer not to expect anything. You notice that laughter feels forced, even when you want to mean it. Many women feel they must keep up appearances to be strong, cheerful, and capable 24/7. In all honesty, pretending to be fine doesn't protect your children. It teaches them that emotions should be hidden. What helps them more is seeing you take care of yourself. When you acknowledge your struggle and seek help, you model honesty and resilience. You show your children that healing is part of life, not something to be ashamed of. You don't need a perfect plan to start feeling better, but just taking one intentional step at a time, real steps that fit your life, your first steps toward being there for you. Talk to your children from an honest place. You don't have to explain everything. You can say, "Mom's been feeling tired lately, but I'm working on getting better." It helps them understand without fear. Stop measuring your worth by productivity. Rest is not wasted time. It's recovery. Let someone help you. Whether it's a friend, a counselor, or a family member, accepting help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Bring faith into your healing. Prayer isn't a replacement for therapy, but it's a powerful companion. Ask God for peace, not perfection. Start a happy ritual. It could be a morning walk, listening to worship music, or journaling for 5 minutes. Small joys rebuild emotional connection. Healing from depression in a woman starts with learning to care for yourself with the same tenderness you give your children. When you start to feel hope again, recovery will not happen overnight. But as you begin to care for yourself, you'll notice small changes. A laugh that feels genuine, a moment of calm, a day that feels lighter. These are signs of healing, rather than coincidence. So, you're still a good mom. You're still the person your children look up to. Your willingness to face this pain with honesty is one of the most loving things you can do for them. Depression in women is treatable and manageable. Talking to a qualified therapist in Stone Oak, Texas can help you understand what's happening and guide you toward healing that lasts. If this sounds like your story, consider booking a session with one of the licensed counselors at Stone Oak Christian Counseling in Texas. Contact our reception team today.